朋友，我是活在耶稣里福音网站的玛丽姐妹，欢迎来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是刘传章牧师，愿神仆人的讲道信息能帮助你认识主耶稣，并能相信主耶稣，得到属天的福分。
我们虽然有多元，我们是一元，还是唯一的。
But we need to realize that we are one. We need to have unity.
所以我们要学习跨越堂会的界限。
Therefore, we need to learn to cross over the congregational boundaries.
我们有五个成人，说年轻人、少年加起来五个堂会。
We have five congregations, including you.
我们好像是把教会分成了五部分。
It's like that we have divided the church into five parts.
如果我们是以语言做标准的话
，If we use language as a standard,
那肯定就是会这样子分。
We know that this is how it will be divided.
但是我们希望不要用语言来分。
But I hope that we will not separate the church.
我们用目标来导向。
We will divide the church by target groups.
那我们是以人为重。
A people-oriented direction.
那就是说我们看重每一个人。
Meaning that we treasure everyone.
弟兄姐妹，你要想，如果是你的，我们能够做到这一点的话。
Dear brothers and sisters, think about this. We can accomplish this.
你会怎么想？
What would you be thinking?
如果你想到这个人是一个人。
If you see there's one person there.
而不是一个说英语的人。
And that person is not an English-speaking
person. 而不是一个说广东话的人。
And he is not a Cantonese-speaking.
或者他不是说普通话的人。
And he doesn't speak Mandarin.
当他有需要的时候。
When he or she has need.
当他跌倒的时候。
When this person falls.
当他生病的时候。
When he gets sick.
你会怎么想？
What would you think?
这是一个人。
This is a person.
这是一个上帝所造的人。
This is a person created by God.
这是一个失丧的人。
This is a person who is lost.
这不是一个失丧的广东人。
It is not just a lost Cantonese.
这不是失丧的说英语的人。
It's not just a lost English speaking.
你把这个拿掉的时候。
If you remove that.
也就是目标导向。
You will be people oriented.
以人为重。
You will treasure people.
我们不是说你不可以讲英语。
I'm not saying that you are not allowed to speak English.
你不是不可以讲其他的语言。
I'm not saying that you are not allowed to speak
English. 但是我们不再强调这些话。
But we do not emphasize all these.
不再说这个是英语堂。
We do not say that this is.
这个是国语堂。
This is Mandarin congregation.
这些都是上帝的人。
But these are all God's people.
因此我们要跨越、超越这个会堂的界限。
That's why we need to cross over congregational boundaries.
我们还会有英语聚会。
We will still have English.
我们还会有粤语聚会。
We still have Cantonese services.
但是我们的思想要转过。
We need to change our mindset.
看到任何一个软弱跌倒的人。
Whenever we see someone who is weak or has fallen,
他就是你的弟兄，他就是你的姐妹。
That person is your brother. That person is your sister.
不要问这是哪一个堂的。
Don't need to ask what congregation.
第二个，我们要超越语言的界限。
We need to cross over language barrier.
你说。语言怎么 crossing 呢？怎么超越呢？
You may say, how can I cross over language barrier?
我根本就不会讲广东话。
I really don't know how to speak Cantonese.
我唔识讲国语。
I don't know how to speak Mandarin.
咁点啊？
怎么办？ What would you do?
怎么办？有办法的。
There is a way.
在抗战的时候。
When you have time?
No.
I have time.
打仗的时候
，OK，during、okay, war time，
啲中国人咧就系、是、北方人咧就去咗广东。
OK，those、okay, from northern China came down to Canton。
嗰啲山东人咧同广东人结咗婚。
People from Shantung get married with Cantonese。
佢两个人点啊
？And what do they do？
一个唔识讲山东话。
One person cannot speak Shantung。
一个唔识讲广东话。
Another person cannot speak Cantonese。
但系佢哋系夫妻。
But they are married。
讲自己的咯
then they speak your own language
自己讲自己的话
then you speak your own words
讲不清楚指手画脚
if you cannot understand then you gesture
也过了几十年
after
过了几十年
many years
也生了好多个孩子
they have a lot of children.
他们能做。
If they can do that,
我们也行。
We can do the same.
我们要超越语言的界限。
We need to cross over language barriers.
刘世母本来不会讲广东话。
Mrs. Liu did not know how to speak Cantonese.
因为在匹兹堡跟这里做，特别是匹兹堡，我们募会的时候很多广东台山人。
So because there are many Cantonese and Taiwanese in Pittsburgh.
她就厚脸皮去学。
And she learned how to speak.
她现在粤语说得不错。
And now her Cantonese is not bad.
也是她去教粤语主日学。
Sometimes she even teaches Cantonese Sunday school.
那这个粤语的姐妹们就是说老西蒙啊。
And then our Cantonese sister said to her, Mrs. Liu,
唔该，你讲翻国语啦。
Please speak Mandarin.
因为你讲广东话，我哋好头痛啊。
Because your Cantonese is really hard to understand.
你讲广东话，我们都很头痛。
When you speak Cantonese, we got headaches.
但是，她还是 make effort.
But still, she made the effort to do.
所以我要鼓励弟兄姐妹。
So I want to encourage you.
跨越语言的界限。
Cross over the boundaries of language.
我们要刻意与不同语言的人相聚。
We need to make an effort to get together with people. 我们 join gatherings together.
私底下我们可以用什么话讲都行。
Now you can speak any languages you want.
如果是要有什么讲道啊、演讲、分享的时候，就找一个人翻译。
And if you have some people to share, to give a message, then you find someone to interpret.
所以我们不要整天的堆在国语堆里面，堆在广东堆里面，堆在英语堆里面，堆在自己的堆里面，让我们出来，让我们跨越这些界限。
So that we will not only remain in our own circle, our Cantonese circle, Mandarin circle, English speaking circle, but then we will cross over and break through these boundaries.
我们尊重多元性。
We respect diversity,
但是不愿意牺牲合一化。
But we do not want to sacrifice unity.
第三个我要讲的是跨越牧养的界限。
Third, we want to talk about crossing the pastoral boundaries.
我们的侍奉是以恩赐牧养与侍奉。
Our service is according to our gifts God has given us.
我们不再称英语、粤语或者国语牧师。
We do not want to call them English pastor, Mandarin pastor, or Cantonese pastor anymore.
我们要看上帝赐给每一个传道人的恩赐是什么。
We would like to look at what kind of gifts the Lord has given each individual pastor.
在我们的新的315的计划里面。
In our 315 direction.
我等一下会提到。
I will mention it a bit more later.
就是说有的人是很有做门徒训练的教导的恩赐。
There are some people who are very good in discipleship and teaching.
可能这位牧师他的重点是放在这里。
Maybe this pastor's emphasis should be put in this thing.
而整个教会的牧养。
And he will be shouldering the whole church's pastoral.
不是一个人的事情。
A pastoring whole church is not the responsibility of one person.
不是一个牧师管一个堂。
It's not that one pastor will be in charge of one congregation.
乃是所有牧师团队管全教会。
But then as a team, all the pastors work together to shepherd the whole church.
比如说英语堂有一个人生病。
For example, if there's someone got sick in the English congregation.
那英语堂的牧师也不舒服。
And also the English pastor is also sick.
谁管他？
And who will take care of this person?
那如果正牧师说这个是英语堂与我无关。
If Pastor Chang said that, oh, this is theConcerning English congregation only, it's not none of my business.
啊，这个是不正确。
Now this is not right.
所以我们要改变这种思想。
We need to change our mindset.
很多教牧同工会讲好几种话。
Many pastoral staff will say this kind of stuff.
正牧师可以去探访一个英语生病的人。
Pastor Chen can go visit someone from the English congregation who is sick.
我也可以去探访一个粤语生病的人。
And, I can go visit someone from the Cantonese congregation this day.
所以如果我们把它都分成这是你的这是我的。
But if we set boundaries by language,
这个是会影响上帝教会事工的发展。
And this will affect the future of God's ministry in this church.
所以我们不再希望，现在还没有到那个地步，这是我的展望。
Now we are not there yet, but this is what I hope to see.
啊，每一个传道人是根据上帝所给我们的恩赐来牧养神的教会。
Every pastor will pastor the church according to the gift of the
Lord. 我们以教会的总体的需要来分配我们侍奉的重点。
We'll look at the overall needs of the church to divide our labor.
啊，这样还有很多要跨越的这个鸿沟。
There are still many, many boundaries we need to cross over.
我今天早上只能蜻蜓点水，简单的告诉他有些有哪些地方我们需要跨越的。
This morning I was only highlighting certain areas that we need to cross over.
啊，我们对未来怎么样看呢？
Now, what is our long-term perspective?
第一个，我们现在我希望我们的教会，中华圣经教会是一个教会，不是五个小教会各自为政。
I hope that CBCM will be one church, but not five small church doing their own things.
啊，除非我们在整个的结构上有一个调整，有一个 change， 不然的话，我们不能做到这一步。
In other words, we need to make some changes in our structure. If not, we will not be able to accomplish this.
那我们也相信这个改变以这个侍奉团队作为领导的骨干，然后让众人一起。在神的教会里面合作。
Okay, we will use the teamwork model as the backbone of our church, and then we will branch out from that.
因为我们知道马里兰中华圣经教会有许多许多要得之谜。
Because we know that there are many target groups that CBCM needs to reach out to.
很多。
There are many.
如果我们限定说广东人只向广东人传福音。
If we say that Cantonese will only share the gospel to Cantonese.
英语的只向英语的传福音。
English will only minister to English speaking.
Likewise, 国语的只向国语传福音。
In the same way, Mandarin only minister.
我们是可以做一些工作。
Now we can accomplish something.
但是我们还是局限在自己的小圈子里面。
But we are still limited within our own little boundaries.
这个不是上帝的心意。
I don't believe that is the desire of the
Lord. 上帝要我们往普天下去。
God wants us to go into all the world.
上帝把耶路撒冷的教会打散。
The Lord scattered the church in Jerusalem.
所以他们才能够出去。
So that they could go out.
他们开始只向犹太人讲。
In the beginning, they only ministered to the Jews.
后来也向希利尼人讲。
Later, they ministered to Gentiles.
所以他们才有安提阿教会的产生。
And as a result, the Antioch church was
established. 在安提阿的教会里面。
And in the Antioch church,
有保罗跟巴拿巴。
There were Paul and Barnabas.
然后他们被差派出去。
And Paul and Barnabas were sent out.
福音传遍了世界。
And as a result, the gospel was preached
all the world. 我们不能够局限在我们自己的小范围里面。
We cannot limit ourselves within our own small.
如果我们把整个的这些目标都是一个教会的目标。
If we see that these are all the goals of our church.
我们每一个不同的背景语言 ，however， 我们一起来做的时候
，regardless of what background you're from, what language you speak, we work together.
我们能够达到更大的目标。
We can accomplish even greater goals.
更合神的心意。
Something more pleasing to God.
上帝让我们走过这条路。
Now the Lord has enabled us to walk on this side.
但是我们不能够停留在约旦河的这边。
But we cannot stay on this side of Jordan.
我们必须要跨越到另外的。
We must cross over to the other side.
我们今天华人教会、圣经教会 in particular, 我们有很多要得知你。
Today in the Chinese Bible Church, there are many target groups we need to reach.
我们有 ABC.
The ABC, American Born Chinese.
我们有 NBC.
NBC.
NBC 是 Native Born Chinese.
Native Born Chinese.
这个 Native 是 Chinese, 中国的。
Native meaning Chinese.
他们有 CBS.
Those are CBS.
CBS is Chinese born somewhere else.
从别的地方出生的中国人。
我就是 CBS 啊。
I am a CBS.
还有 PRC.
And also PRC.
People's Republic of China,
中国大陆。
MIT,
made in Taiwan.
Made in Taiwan. Now it's all made in China.
Now it's all made in China.
还有 what's AC?
What is AC? AC 是什么
？American Chinese.
What is
CA?
What is CA?
Not California.
Who is California? 加州?
Chinese American.
What's the difference? Chinese American. What's the difference?
I know.
我知道这个分别在什么。
So you can divide the people into many, many groups.
你可以将这么多的不同的人分开不同的分这么分类。
但是如果你这样分的时候，你的target只有一个。
But if you separate them this way, you only have one target.
我们希望这些人都能够被中华圣经教会的弟兄姐妹 reach 到。
But we hope that all these groups will be reached, be able to be reached by our church.
我们有这样许多要得之名。
There are so many different groups.
我们要推行315计划。
We need to implement the 315 plan.
我们这个315计划整体上来说已经大致就绪。
Basically, this plan has been finished.
我们希望在今年能够开始这个推行。
We have finished the planning stage, and we would like to be able to implement it.
也许大家知道什么是315。
I think that you all know what 315 is.
也许你不知道,
if you don't know,
也许你忘记了,
maybe you have forgotten.
我要再重复一遍,
I would like to repeat it.
三是什么?
What is 3?
高举基督, 造就信徒,
Christ,
普世宣道,
edification of believers and evangelization of the world.
一是什么?
What is 1?
更多的基督徒,
more Christians,
更好的基督徒,
better Christians.
五是什么?
What are the 5?
敬拜,
worship,
团契,
fellowship,
布道,
evangelism,
门训,
discipleship,
服事,
ministry.
这五个方面,
in all these 5 areas,
是我们在未来的这一年跟以后的年日,
we hope that in the coming years,
能够大力的, 积极的, 正面的, 鼓吹, 推动, 让更多的弟兄姐妹被造就, 受差遣, 一起来完成,
in the coming year or years, by implementing these 5 ministry focuses, we'd like to build up all the brothers and sisters so that they will all mature and grow and serve.
But
when we are preparing for that, we need to take a first step.
是什么?
What is the first step?
这个就是我们今年的希望弟兄姐妹 存在心里,
this is something that we want you to remember and put it in your heart.
We want you to
root our faith in God's word.
然后立行于门徒生活,
and live His word in our lives. We need to root our faith in His word.
在我们的生活里面遵行神的旨意,
and live His word in our lives,
我们才能够跨越许多人为天然的拦阻,
only then will we be able to cross over all those natural and man-made barriers,
完成上帝所给我们的托付,
to accomplish the charge that the Lord has given us.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
天父上帝, 我们感谢你,
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
让我们在新的一年有新的看见,
that we can have a new vision for the new year.
我们求你救我们脱离我们自己的小圈子,
we pray that you help us to break through our own small circle.
让我们能够向前走,
that we can move forward.
让我们能够跨越许多的约旦河,
that we can cross over the many Jordan rivers.
让我们看到更大的图画,
that we can see the big picture.
让我们看见你在我们教会的心意,
that we can see your will for this church.
让我们弟兄姐妹同心合意来兴旺你的福音,
that the brothers and sisters will serve you, accomplish your will with one heart.
感谢你丰富的恩典,
thank you for all your rich blessings.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的圣名,
we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友, 你有没有相信主耶稣呢? 我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心, 就是用耶稣真理 来引导慕道友, 相信永生救主, 并勉励基督徒, 在主耶稣里, 不断更新生命。 如果你还没有相信神的话, 就请在我们网页下端, 点击, 永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。